This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. One of the hardest parts of practicing medicine is not having good research to provide the evidence you need. In the case that I'm focusing on today, that's because drug companies kept the information from doctors. Today's commentary is about pharmaceutical money, power, and a duty to stockholders that is viewed as more important than the duty to promote the public's health. Last week, reports came out questioning the effectiveness of the primary drug we use to treat H1N1, or swine flu, a drug called oseltamivir and marketed by Roche under the trade name Tamiflu. Sales this year alone will be more than $2 billion for this drug. Governments and businesses have stockpiled Tamiflu because they believe the studies showed it reduced complications and hospital admissions in people infected with swine flu. Well, they believe this because a well-publicized study showed that oseltamivir reduced the risk of pneumonia by one-third and of death by 90%. However, last week, one of the most scholarly groups of doctors in the world, the Cochrane Collaboration, reported in the British Medical Journal that the original study on oseltamivir had not been presented honestly. Furthermore, the study was never published in a medical journal, and the data upon which it was based was never reviewed by independent researchers. We all just took the company's word that the drug worked. The reason nobody reviewed the study was that the company kept the data from the public. The study was funded by Roche, as were the other 10 studies on this drug, only two of which have been published in medical journals. Well, it now turns out that, at best, Tamiflu may have only a minimal benefit for most healthy people with the flu, shortening the course of a 10-day illness by 12 to 24 hours. Research now shows that the drug also has serious side effects that have not been presented to doctors, such as effects on the central nervous system. We still don't know the truth. The information has been kept secret. The problem is that we have a system where a drug is invented by a company and then it's tested by the same company or researchers paid by that company. The company can select which data to report in support of its application for drug approval and which data to withhold. The medical community can't see the raw data or do its own analysis. After the many reports were published in the BMJ, Roche finally agreed to make the data available, of course, on a password-protected website. But isn't it a bit late now that stockpiles are filled and profits are made? It's high time we make some major changes in drug policy where the patient's interests are at the forefront. For KCRW, this is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.